But first this hour, we are inching closer to final results for tight races in this year's midterm elections. As votes continue to be tallied, Democrat Katie Hobbs is continuing to slowly pull ahead of Republican Steve Gaynor. That's in the Secretary of State's race. She's ahead now by about 6,000 votes. But with just more than 100,000 ballots still left to be counted in Maricopa County alone, the race is still too close to call.
Another race that's all but officially decided, the Arizona Corporation Commission. Though she was in third place on election night, Democrat Sandra Kennedy has now passed both Republican candidates, making her, along with Republican Justin Olson, the apparent winners of the two open seats. Republican Rodney Glassman conceded the race last night. So Kennedy is not new to the commission, though. She was one of the last Democrats to serve on the panel until she lost her bid for re-election in 2012. And here to refresh us on her background as a commissioner is Ryan Randazzo with the Arizona Republic. Good morning, Ryan.
Morning.
So let's start with a little bit about what she focused on in her time on the commission when she served before. What were her main issues?
Well, she had campaigned as a solar candidate. She ran on a slate with three Democrats. Only two of them got elected. It was Sandra Kennedy and Paul Newman. And during her 4 years, she strongly advocated for more renewable energy from the state's utilities. That's what, as she would remind her fellow commissioners, that's what the voters put her in office to do. And that's what she tried to do in every single rate case and review of our renewable energy rules that came before her.
Yeah. And she, as a result of that, I guess, butted heads quite a bit with APS at the time, right?
She definitely did, but she was a little more, I guess I'd say, pragmatic than the other Democrat that was on the commission at the time, Paul Newman, where he really would kind of drag his feet on every decision. And from my recollection, the Corporation Commission hearings got a whole lot longer when there were two Democrats on. But Sandra Kennedy was a little bit more pragmatic and tried to reach across the aisle, I guess. I know that's a little cliche, but in order to, you know, get her own amendments passed onto the different rate hearings, she was much more willing to work with the Republicans on the commission at the time.
Okay. So she lost her bid for re-election in 2012, and then she ran again in 2014. And in that race, there was widely believed to be a lot of money that APS spent campaigning against her. Why was that?
Well, there were nonprofit groups that year that contributed about $3.2 million into the races. They opposed Kennedy. They supported Republicans. APS has never denied that they provided that money, but they also never confirmed that they were the source of it. That has been an ongoing fight since that election year to try and, from some of the commissioners, to try and force the utility to disclose whether or not it's spent in that race. But even before that, when Sandra lost her first bid for re-election in 2012, the Arizona Chamber of Commerce and Industry donated to a campaign opposing her, and they took money from APS and Southwest Gas for that effort. The utilities back then apologized, said that was an accident because they weren't supposed to get involved in the elections as per their own internal rules, but they've changed that since then, and now APS, at least, will get involved in elections if it feels the need.
Right, right. And there was also an issue of an investigation with the IRS at one point with Sandra Kennedy, right? You reported that at the time. Can you remind us what happened?
I'm digging back kind of deep in my memory on that one, but I believe she did have a lien put on her because of some tax issues with a restaurant. I think she owned a Denny's in South Phoenix, and that was the root of that issue at the time.
So she will be the only Democrat, assumingly that the results stay the same right now. She'll be the only Democrat on the commission going forward. Do you expect her to make waves and continue the path that she took when she served those 4 years?
Well, I think she's going to get a lot of attention from the other Republicans on the commission because there's not a widespread agreement, I would say, on some of the initiatives that they all want. And I expect her to get a lot of attention as they look to her to try and get the three votes needed to pass any of their initiatives. So, for example, Commissioner Andy Tobin wants to increase the state renewable energy standard and include nuclear in that, and he's got a proposal. He may need to look to Sandra Kennedy to get his needed votes, but he might need to make concessions in that. And I imagine she's going to want to increase the timeline on that if it's going to get her vote. Commissioner Boyd Dunn wants to increase the use of biomass energy in the state. That's something Commissioner Tobin wants as well. But I think they're going to probably look to her for her vote. And I think she's definitely going to want to put her fingerprints on some of these initiatives by adding her own amendments.
Okay, that's Ryan Randazzo with the Arizona Republic. Ryan, thanks so much. We'll keep an eye on all the reporting you're doing on this going forward.
Thanks a lot. Have a good day.
And we're joined now by KJZZ's Will Stone, who covers the Corporation Commission. He spoke with Sandra Kennedy yesterday about what she hopes to accomplish when her term begins early next year. Hey, Will.
Hey, Mark.
So during the campaign, Kennedy took a very hard stance on Arizona Public Service and its level of influence at the commission, as we heard she had done in the past. Do we know what specifically she intends to do about the utility when she takes office?
We do, and it's safe to say the utility will probably not be a fan of it. Kennedy has been very clear that her first priority is to try to get the records that Ryan was mentioning of campaign spending and influence by APS. That goes back to this legal battle and the 2014 election cycle and the dark money. Commissioner Bob Burns has fought with utility and gone to court to get these records, but he's been able to without majority support on the commission. Kennedy gives him at least one more ally potentially, and she believes it's one reason voters elected her.
And I think the voters have spoken that they want the commissioners to act on their behalf. The people have stated that they want to be able to see how APS is spending their money.
Now she will still need one more commissioner to go along with her to get to three, and that will be the question. You know, will there be enough pressure for that to happen?
So we hear a lot about the utility's influence at the commission and questions about maybe how far that extends. Is that just election spending, or does Kennedy want to take on other utility-related questions with APS as well?
She does, Mark. Probably the most relevant to voters would be the increase in bills for APS customers. The commission approved a rate increase last year, and some consumers have seen large, unexpected increases in their bills. There's been a lot of anger directed at the utility over this, and recently there was a grassroots effort among consumers to review the case, to reopen it. Kennedy says this is also a top priority for her, and she plans to try to reopen it.
There needs to be a thorough overhauling and looking into that rate case where the rates didn't just go up $6 or 4%. They actually went up 10, 20, 30, even higher than that.
So Kennedy plans to submit a letter to the docket right when she begins and get right on that next year.
So what does Kennedy plan to do to get support from other commissioners, given she's the only Democrat there?
That will be the big question, Mark. It's a five-person panel, and a single commissioner can only get so much done, as we've been discussing. Returning to the commission will be Justin Olson, a Republican who was appointed by Doug Ducey and now has been reelected in his own right. He could side with her maybe on some issues. Clearly, Commissioner Burns has led the charge against APS, so I think it's safe to say he and Kennedy will agree on some of the issues, like campaign spending, but that still doesn't get you to three. I don't think we should necessarily expect Commissioner Andy Tobin to get on board, but we'll see.
Why is that?
Well, Kennedy is currently calling for his resignation.
Ah, that would do it.
She's alleging that he's violated all sorts of ethics rules and ex parte rules, basically that he's been having inappropriate communications with the utility during active rate cases. Think of it kind of like a judge talking to defendants or parties while a case is going on. There's a litany of allegations against Tobin, some involving text messages between him and APS lobbyists, that all this was uncovered during the election via a public records request. And it appears Kennedy doesn't intend to tone this down now that she's on the commission, and we'll have to work with him.
And I am going to stick to it. I think that there are some things that have been violated. We're talking about the ex parte rules, and those are serious rules.
Now, Commissioner Tobin has refuted a number of the allegations coming from critics like Kennedy, but she says she's in communication with the attorney general and she is pursuing this.
Now, well, even though Prop 127, the renewable energy ballot measure, failed to pass this election, it did seem to bring new attention to what Arizona is doing to expand clean energy like solar. Does Kennedy want to do anything on that front?
She does. Kennedy supported Prop 127, which would set a clean energy target for the state's utilities of 50% by 2030. That was in part a reaction to the fact that the commission on its own has not set a more aggressive renewable energy policy yet. Kennedy says she believes 50% is a good target. At the moment, there's a proposal at the commission by none other than Commissioner Andy Tobin to step up the standard significantly. That would include nuclear as clean energy, which Kennedy says she opposes. She did say she's willing to work across the aisle on this, but we'll see if the politics of the commission make that feasible.
All right. Certainly plenty to keep our eyes on. That's KJZZ's Will Stone. Thanks, Will.
Thanks, Mark.